Welcome to Happy Inside. It's Michelle, and your ticket to freedom is right here. Because you know all that stress and anxiety that you're experiencing, and all the thoughts and worries and overwhelm you have about your gut symptoms and health and food, not to mention the effect this has on your entire life, right? Well, we're talking about and breaking through all of that right here so you can have a life that's full and free.
You may have wondered to yourself as you look through or scroll through the titles for these podcast episodes why there's some that are specifically about the gut and why there's a lot that aren't. And so I thought I'd break that down for you. Quite simply, it comes to a way of being, a way of living that is contributing to those gut symptoms. Now, I've been in private practice for 13 years, so I've been working with people who experience gut disorders for that long. And after a while, you start to notice some patterns. And the biggest pattern is this: anxiety, stress, overthinking, hypervigilance. It's a type of thinking. It's a way that the mind is used, usually as a foundational way of being, that may have sparked off those symptoms, or B is holding your body in those symptoms if, for example, they came from a physiological cause. Maybe you're traveling and you got, you know, traveler's diarrhea or something like that. But what tends to happen is there's a particular mindset, a particular function of the mind, which tends to be anticipatory, that tends to worry, that tends to be hypervigilant. And, you know, I see it in my clients. It's something I ask about in my form, which is about, you know, when did those symptoms begin and what was happening in your life around that time. And people can often trace their symptoms back to quite stressful times in their life. It may be, you know, from right back at the beginning, in the way they were raised, in the environment that they grew up in. You know, there may have been some really difficult circumstances that were happening, and they're able to recognize in themselves, look, I was scared and terrified from when I was a young child. So it's no mistake that here you are as an adult with deeply ingrained anxiety. You know, some people will say, well, I was doing okay with my symptoms until I hit, you know, a certain age. Maybe I was a teenager. Maybe it was when I was finishing uni. There was some life events. It was my first relationship that didn't work out. And there comes a point in time where they can relate back to an event or a circumstance. And often, if they do look back even beyond that, even before they experience symptoms, they can still discover that they had a particular type of mindset, a particular way that the brain and mind tended to function. So it's no mistake, you know, that you've ended up in your adulthood, you know, with the same mindset. Maybe it's even grown, it's snowballed, you know, that it's become even more substantial for you. And if we go back to the knowledge and the education about how the body is affected by stress, and stress is an overarching theme. I can use that for unresolved emotions, for trauma, for circumstances, for grief, you know. But the body, its physiological response is a stress response. So it's easier just to call it stress. So the body goes into a physiological stress response when these things happen in our lives, right? And given, you know, depending on where your weaknesses are in your body, and most people here listening to this podcast have a weakness in their digestive tract, then it can affect the digestive tract, right? Some people get migraines, some people get fibromyalgia, some people, you know, get really severe chronic diseases, and we don't want those ones. We don't want any of it, actually, at all. And guess what? It's possible to not have it. It's possible to stop those things from happening. So the link is there. You know, if you look back through your life and you can start to see, you know, when you're experiencing any form of stress in your life and how long that's been carrying on for, you know, or is it absolutely new, just out of the blue, you just started to become a stressed person. Maybe that's true. Maybe life changed for you completely. And the way life changed wasn't aligned to you. And you're trying to keep up and it's not working. And you're just in a perpetual state of stress. Well, something has to give. And it's the body. The body ends up giving. If you don't give, if you don't adapt and take control and listen to your body and listen to your emotions and your inner world and what's aligned for you, and to go about creating or moving your life, you know, in that direction, then you'll start to experience some other effects, some unpleasant ones. You know, we're essentially getting tapped on the shoulder to say, hey, this is not working. And it may be physical, you know, maybe that there is a physical or chronic illness in the body. It may be things like anxiety, stress, depression. You know, they're all symptomatic. They come from somewhere. Our job is to understand where they're coming from and to do something about that. So, you know, when clients come to me in the clinic, sometimes they come and they have their own therapist already and they say, oh, you know, but you do something different. And so therefore, you know, can I keep the two? Say, yeah, sure. But they soon learn that what happens here is inclusive of all the things that are happening in your life, both current and past and future that you're worried about, plus your symptoms, plus how they're affecting you, you know, plus how your life has changed because of them, plus the stress, you know, that brings. It's all packaged here in one, right? So when we're looking at your gut or your physical body or where you have an ailment or where there's stress or where there's anxiety or depression, we're finding the source of that. And the source of that can take us anywhere. You know, so many different life circumstances and events and times. As I said before, it could go all the way back, you know, into your childhood. And we're attending to those. So the moral to the story here is that unless your gut symptoms are just purely that you picked up a parasite when you were overseas, and it likely isn't, because otherwise you wouldn't be here, because you would have been able to take an antibiotic and to resolve those symptoms and never think about it again. But that's not you, is it? That's not how things are happening for you. You're stressed about the symptoms. They're affecting your life. They've snowballed into the effect that it's had on your life. You become hypervigilant about those symptoms and about your diet. It's just become the focus of everything that you do, right? There's safety kind of behaviors that have been applied. You know, you're avoiding doing things. You're adapting how you're doing things. You know, it's all built in. So if that is the case, then, you know, we can be assured that there is a whole deeply ingrained way of thinking about things that is holding you where you are, that's got you stuck here. And so long as you stay in that same pattern of thinking, because your thinking brings about your feelings and your feelings bring about your urges and responses and behaviors, you know, and then that shapes your life, right? So we peel it right back to the core, and the core is the thinking. So we come back to that, because if we can have a close look at that and we can understand where things are going awry, then we can do something about that. And guess what? It changes all those links. It changes how you feel. It changes what your urges are. It changes how you behave, how you act. And therefore, it changes the circumstances of your life. And we obviously want to change those circumstances to be better, to be more enjoyable, to have, you know, to be healthy, to be free. We want all those things for you. So that's why there's talk about so much more than just the gut. Because if we were just talking about the gut and we were ignoring everything else, well, we're just slapping band-aids on things and we're never going to get you the resolution that you want. We have to come in and attend to the core of what's pushing that function in the first place. And when we do, guess what? That is a foundational change in your life. Foundational. It becomes permanent. That's your freedom right there. That's your safety right there. To know that you don't have to keep putting in place, you know, all these strategies and to try and keep on top of everything. No, you have resolved it from down at its core. That freedom is not just about what you can eat and not having symptoms. That is actually freedom from worrying about and managing, you know, as you've been doing. You don't need to do all that hypervigilance and all that overmanagement all the time. There's a lot of freedom in that. And I reckon I can make a pretty good guess that that is a thumbs up for you.